Hello and welcome to Are You Connected? Episode number 15. I'm Jenny Ashby and with me today is...
Lois. How are you, Jenny?
Good, I'm great. It's been a very busy week. It's now Thursday and May is nearly into the middle of May, isn't it?
It is, and the nights are getting quite cold and it's been wet and we've had a bit of our all weather, haven't we?
And we finished nap plan.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has been a bit of a disruption, hasn't it?
Yes. Now, we're going to follow up with Kahoots today, and we were talking about whether it would be a good place to put your Kahoots expressions and then be able to embed them. Well, we found out you can't. You can't embed videos from there.
No, you can't
just look at them, can't you?
Yeah, it's a repository.
Yeah, they did have a wonderful assortment of different expressions to look at, though, didn't they?
You know, I love the movies. I think the movies on there are brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dinosaur movie, the underwater movie, they're just fantastic. And that's what you'd hope our kids could get to do, is to make the movies like that.
Yeah, and it's a good place to go to for them to see what they can do. And also there's a range of tutorials on there that they can go through as games. And when they do each level, they end up with a certificate.
Yes.
And the games give them all the different skills.
That's a good idea. I'd forgotten about those.
Yeah, I had two and I just saw them and thought, oh, I might actually run a few classes through those because they'll pick up skills they want to know and play the games and learn the skills and then apply them to their learning they're doing.
Yes, I remember when I first did the one about the hidden treasure.
Yes.
Yes, trying to manipulate the world and move around.
Yeah.
It was challenging.
That's right, isn't it? Yeah. I think at one stage I thought kids learn it quicker.
I think they do.
Yeah.
I mean, and now I don't have those problems now. It's just at the beginning. And I think our computers have improved out of sight since then. And the speed at which they move and we don't get a lag anymore. So.
And I think Kahoots 3 really fixed up a lot of problems as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll continue.
Yes,
and you've had a really big week, Lois, with
a big week. We've had a massive week. We've had the Honourable Mr. Tony Abbott, the... opposition leader for the Australian Liberal Party, in our radio room, and the children have interviewed him. And you should have seen it, Jenny. Talk about paparazzi. We had this tiny little room, chock-a-block. It was like those films you see where everyone tries to fit as many people as possible into a Volkswagen.
Mm.
And we'll see how many reporters and microphones and cameras you could fit into our radio studio.
Well, I had a look on your website and listened to it. And... you can just hear all the cameras clicking all the way through it. Click.
They weren't very happy about the size of the room, but we didn't know they were coming. We were only expecting Mr. Abbott and Mr. Jason Woods and, the principal and a couple of others, and we'd put out the chairs. And they said, oh, no, I don't think we'll need those. And they just proceeded to squash in. Fantastic, though. The kids did a good job.
It was a great interview, and I guess you'll have that link on our blog site.
Yes, I'll put that link on our blog site. I'm very proud of the kids. They didn't know he was coming either till that morning, so they prepared that interview like the hour before he came.
Yeah.
And they had to, answer questions on the spot. They did a very good job.
Mm.
And so I thought they would just die when they saw all those people coming in, but they just went, and got on with it.
Yeah. So, they did a great job, and it's good that they can do things quick on the spot.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's great. And it was lovely for, he was very pleasant. It was lovely the way he spoke to the children and it was kept very non-political, the whole thing. It was really good.
Yeah, and you've also had a great play with some toys.
You mean with my other visitor?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, we had ICT network meeting last night.
Yes.
And so Tony Richards came and brought all his toys to play with. So he brought his iPad. Generously passed it around and let everyone have a little play with the iPad, and we had a discussion about how it could be used in education. And it's lovely. I was surprised about it. I expected it to be just like a giant iTouch, but it's slightly different shape and it's a lighter feel to that, and it's very nice to use.
Mm.
Very nice to use. Kids would love them.
So you'd like one on your coffee table?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. But I am going to wait. I'm going to wait for the next generation. I'd like to see... few more things in it, and I hope that some of the applications they were talking about last night, some of the improvements would come in it.
Mm.
So I'll see.
They usually bring out something better, don't they?
They do. But you see, too, some people think of using them in schools, but how many iTouches could you buy for one iPad?
Yeah, she'd probably buy three.
At least three, maybe four.
Yeah, I was looking at that and thinking, you can get three and you've got a whole computer in your hand and it's, just as good.
I think maybe four, yeah. Mm. I think in time that'll be the way to go. But at the moment I'd rather buy a set of iTouches and use those.
iPods.
Yeah, iPods.
Okay. And you've been using Wallwisher, have you, Lois?
I have been using Wallwisher. I've used it a bit in the past, but we used it the other night in a staff meeting where we've started our school self-evaluation, where we have to say what we've done well and where we would like to go, answer those questions about how we've moved towards our school goals. So rather than have people use sticky notes in the real sense, I got them to use a Wallwisher. So now I've got that document on my computer already set up. So Wallwisher is, I set up the wall, and I can choose my design, and then I've made it open so everyone can double-click on it, and every time you double-click, you get a place for a sticky note, and you can write your thoughts in there.
Yeah, I really like it, and I've used it a couple of times. Recently, I just embedded Wallwisher into our wiki for our Titanic work, and the page was, what do you know about it? So, you know, just like you usually might do before you're beginning a unit.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, but I've also thought, like you, at a meeting, because we have a bit of a problem with things on the wall in the staff room and fitting everything in. So it means you've got it there and people can look at it later and not have to have it on the wall.
And it does appear to print quite nicely. You can save it as a document and print it.
So okay.
Did you, when you did it with your students, did they come to one computer or did they log in on several computers?
They're all on their own computer and... they got into the wiki and one of the pages has it embedded. So when you go to that page, you just click to add your note and then it opens up.
It's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really clever.
I put a link to 19 interesting ways to use Wallwisher in your classroom and I flicked through that at the time. I thought, oh, yes, yes. But I got to a page where they had all the sticky notes had a piece of multimedia on and I thought, now that's a great way to collect the videos that we often make videos in our class. So instead of adding each one individually into a post, you could put all the videos with the same topic on a Wallwisher.
Ah, so you can add video to it.
Yes, you can add multimedia.
Just into your sticky note.
Yes, apparently. I haven't tried it.
Okay. That sounds really interesting.
It does sound interesting. Well, last year we did quite a set on global warming. So instead of sorting through the blog to find them all, they could all be stored in one spot.
Yeah, that sounds excellent. Was that a Tom Barrett's most interesting ways site?
It did have Tom Barrett on it, but I don't know that Tom Barrett started it. But Tom Barrett was a similar thing.
Yeah, well, Tom Barrett actually has a blog, and the whole page is interesting ways, and it's just link after link after link to sites he's created where people have contributed and different ways of using lots of different things. And it's a really great site to go to. We'll put that in our notes on the blog.
This one, I thought that's what it was at the beginning, but then I wasn't sure. But I did have Tom Barrett's name on the end, so probably it was the Tom Barrett one. But I thought someone else started. Yes, he has got, I've seen lots of his.
And most of them are in Google Docs or something. And they're really great because you can pick up so many ideas. Plus, if you've got an idea, you can add to them, most of them. You can add to them. They're still open and you can add your idea onto it.
Yep, that's right. It does say that. That's what it says at the end. What was the other thing I said? Oh, the only other time I've used Wallwisher too was when we had the racism debate and we were doing, it was a pilot program, so to get people's ideas on what they thought were the pluses and the minuses, I put one up there on the racism debate wiki for people to add their ideas.
So, oh, that would be good.
Yeah, so it's good for collecting information.
Well, Lois, I've been using technology with a reluctant learner lately. Can you hear that banging?
Yes.
That's someone outside.
Are we in the shed?
No, we're not. We're in the building, but someone's trying to remodel it.
Okay.
A reluctant learner who isn't really interested in reading and isn't really interested in writing and has not been doing much, and now he's coming to me and using my iPhone and writing sentences on there, and we're printing them out. And then he's doing a cut-up sentence from his sentence and taking a photo with my iPhone and putting that in the work as well. And now we've made two books from it.
Could he do the same thing on an iPod Touch? Or is it there's no camera in the iPod Touch? Or
he will be able to do the same thing, and I'm hoping to transfer him onto an iPod Touch. We can just get a variety of photos in the album and sync them to the iPod, and then he'll be able to put the photo into Fast Finger and add his writing and print, because we can print from all the iPod Touches as well.
Is that using ePrint? I see that.
That's using ePrint,
and that's an app that you get.
It's an app, and you download the app, put them on your iPod Touch, and then you can connect to your printer using Bonjour, if you have a network that runs with Bonjour through the Macs, or you can just put in the IP number of the printer, and as long as you're on that network, it sees it, and next minute it prints.
Is ePrint a free app or not?
I think you can buy a free version, or you can buy a paid version for like $3.99 or something.
So you can buy a free version.
You can get a free version, but probably the free version, maybe it lets you look at it and you can't print something. There's usually probably aren't as many output in ways, because the paid version, there are quite a lot of outputs. You can do a calendar page. You can put your picture into all different sorts of templates,
fantastic,
put frames around it, all sorts of really great stuff.
Okay. So, well, we'll put the link to that app on our blog.
Yes, we can add that.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, but I do get a little bit worried about people overprinting at times, though.
Oh, I agree.
And I'd really like them to blog their work now with blog press rather than print, but sometimes they do want to print, particularly little kids. And because we're making the book to take home, we printed.
I think you're right. There's times when you do print and they like that physical feel of something in their hands, and they take it home, they pull it out of their bags, and they show their mums, and that's different from, you know, for young children especially. It's not the same as them going home saying, come on, mum, get on the blog and I'll show you my work.
No.
So maybe older children, that's much more suitable. So
I think it will get to that, though. Children will go home and say, look up on the blog, let's look at this, it's on there. Because we've got one class who is doing that a bit, but it's getting the children to go home and suggest that to their parents.
Well, it's getting the parents used to it, and often, you know, it would be lovely when we get to the stage where the parents are saying to the children as they come out the door, oh, I saw your work on the blog this afternoon before I came to get you. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. Well, see, we have some kids email their work to their parents, and their parents are sending back emails, oh, we loved your work, and that sort of thing on the iPods. So that works out well.
Yeah. We don't use email enough in our school, I've decided. But when the alternet comes, it may be different. Had a little peek at the alternet again last night too. So that was
Did?
Yes.
So you haven't got it at your school yet?
Very, very close. We should get an email probably tomorrow saying that we can get on, and we're doing the training on Monday.
So right.
By Monday we'll be on.
So did you just get one day of training?
No, I've got two, Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So I've got 2 days.
That's for the lead users.
I'm an expert.
Become an expert, that's right. A lead user we are.
Yes, a lead user in 2 days.
I don't think it's going to be too hard. It's a matter of how you employ it to improve learning rather than learning how to use it.
Yes.
So I don't think the actual physical use of it is difficult. It's more a matter of how you're going to make the learning better in your school by using it.
Yes. And I think if you've been using Web 2 apps,
it'll be
quite au fait with it, really.
Yeah, it'll be a transfer rather than something new.
I'm hoping you can add some things that you've already got going to it.
I think so.
Yeah, you will be able to?
I think so. And I think I saw that you have the ability to create collaborative spaces where you and I could collaborate quite easily in a space. We create a space and our kids can work together on there by adding our students into that space.
Okay.
So that idea is quite interesting. So
I'm sure there'll be a lot of things that will be useful in the state.
I think the things we could have already done, but because it's more obvious and it's sitting there looking at you, we'll be more inclined to do it.
Okay.
And it'll bring people on board who haven't done it before. So I'm looking forward to that part.
Oh, well, episode 16, we should have some
real
interesting things from you about the alternate.
Okay, then. I'll put that on the list.
Now, I mentioned earlier my Titanic wikis that I was building this week, we were doing, and I set up two in completely different ways. In one way, I've set up the wiki and every child has their own page.
Yes.
And they have to put their own KWL on the page and fill it in. And then they're going off and looking at what they want to learn and trying to find some answers for that and put it in different ways on their page. The other one I set up that it's just one page is K, one page is W, and one page is L. so that we're all contributing to the K page and we're all contributing to the W page.
I think that's a better way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to try both and see how it works, to see which one I like or not.
Yeah.
And we do have some people click on and delete things.
Oh.
Which, you know, they're just clicking and not knowing whatever, and I don't know. But when they find out the history is available.
Can you do the history on that?
Yes, we do the history and find out who deleted it, who added this silly thing, like they do, and suddenly that stops that.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm.
We have the same with our Google Docs when we write scripts.
Yes.
The children collaborate on a script for the radio show, and one week someone went, well, it missed a day at school, thought he was doing the right thing at home, and the teacher and the students had rewritten the document the day he was away. And so he'd got on it and thought, no, that's not right, and took it back out. He was not a popular child.
Lucky you can revert back to an earlier time, isn't it?
It was.
That was, and some kids accidentally put things on their pages they didn't want, and it was great because we could revert back to an earlier time in the history. So it works well.
Mm.
So it's just a matter of I really want it embedded in the classrooms, the use of it.
Yeah, sounds great idea.
So
I like the collaborative use of things. I like the community use of things. We have class blogs, not individual blogs, but I actually think that develops a sense of community.
And yes.
When children have individual things, there's very little collaboration goes on. They don't actually look at other children's work, I don't think.
Yes, it's mine.
It's mine, and mine's important. I look at mine, but we don't tend to go and look at... And it's tedious to look at all the individual ones.
Mm.
So it's nice to have that joint effort.
Yes. It was nice in the one where everyone's got their own page, though, to be able to quickly go through and see what everyone's done. It was an easy way of having my classes work with me wherever I go.
Well, that is a good point, but maybe they could do both. They could do some individual work on their page, then take their best parts of it and put it on the shared page.
Yes, I think in the wiki to have some shared pages as well will be what we're aiming at, and getting that going so that we've got both types of wikis going.
Okay, we don't use wikis much, but not for any reason, just because there's only so much you can do. I quite like them.
Some teachers use it as like their old-fashioned Blackboard.
Yeah.
And they have the wiki set up with all their classroom organisational things on it.
Yeah.
And they might even have spelling words for the week and all that sort of stuff that you might have up around your room, and they have it on a wiki.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Especially classes with netbook progress, with one-to-one.
So that the kids can get in and see it and do it.
Yeah, they've got it all day, and they go home and they can still look up things and see what's happening and reminders and all that sort of thing.
Have you tried a Blogster on your wiki yet? Blogsters look fantastic on wiki.
No, I haven't.
Well, you'll have to have a go at that one, Jen.
Blogster. Is that the, like, blogging for younger children?
No, Blogster is a poster. It's an interactive poster.
Oh.
And so your hyperlink, as you move your mouse over the hyperlink, it'll circle it for you and it'll be... animated, and so it makes a nice front page on your wiki.
Ah, Blogster.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember.
And there's an education count with that, and kids love Blogster.
Ah.
I'll have to get into it myself this year. I haven't used one yet.
Right. Glogster, Glogster.
That's right.
Glogster.
Put a link on that, shall we, too?
Hmm.
Cool. You get an education account, and you get 200 student accounts with your teacher account, so you can give them away to the kids, and then they're safe because they're using... the education version of it.
Well, that sounds very interesting. I'll be looking up that one over the weekend, I think.
Oh, you'll love that one. Your teachers will like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had a teacher go down to the Innovations Showcase.
Did you?
Yeah. On Monday, yes. I didn't go this year and someone else went, which was nice. And she came back all very enthused and got her class straight away the next morning. They were in the lab getting into Edmodo.
Oh.
Yes. And they were all very enthusiastic and, off they went.
Really? So what grade was that?
1-2.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. I've been meaning to have a look at that, but I haven't. When you set that up, so it's a grade 1-2, so only the grade 1-2s access that account, but they can, it's like a Twitter between the grade 1-2s.
It's like a closed Twitter in that little community, and you make up the community yourself.
It's an interesting Twitter.
Yes. Yes, and they thought it was like Facebook, the little kids are saying, this is like Facebook. I don't know how they know.
They've been watching their big brothers and sisters.
Yeah, so, but that was great to see someone come back enthused. And reading a few tweets on the Innovation Showcase, people didn't think there was much that was really very innovative this year at the conference. And I'm thinking maybe it's because our audience is made up of all the IT gurus who are up to it, and maybe we need to send different people from our schools.
Good point.
So that other people get to see. Just send the classroom teachers and leave us experts at home.
I think you're right. You've got to convince other people to go.
Yes, we've got to send other people and let the experts stay at home, because if all the experts go, we're all just looking at each other like we do.
We've seen that. We've seen a lot of it.
Mm. And when other people come back and they're really enthused, it's great.
It is great, isn't it?
It is. And it moves on to other people, because people say, well, what's happening, you know? They want to know, so that was great.
And the only thing, other thing we've done today, we've had a little Skype with Anne McDonald from Albury-Wodonga area, because Anne was the other Australian school involved in the Progressive Stories, and because Anne and I are in the same time zone, we had a little Skype and had the kids discuss their stories this morning, so that was very pleasant.
That would have been terrific.
Yes, and it was good, because one of the groups that she was Skyping with is the group that's going to Skype with the American school next week. So they had a little practice about what it was like. Mm. And it's just as well, because they're all a bit, you know, Skype shy.
And you really need to have some practices so they get used to the technology.
Yes.
And I think we're a bit hung up on having to Skype with overseas countries.
Yes.
And really, perhaps the alternate will make us look in our own backyard a bit,
yes,
where we're not worried about what time it is, and we can do it at 9:30 or whenever we want to, rather than one school having to have a barbecue tea and the other one camping over and, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, that's pretty exciting for something special.
Yeah, because we've got such a diverse range of schools, you know, even a small school like mine, Skyping with a city school somewhere in Melbourne or wherever, it's a huge difference, and even our population of students is varied. So I think we would get a lot out of it.
Well, I'm hoping to start some Skype book chat, but one of the issues with that is you actually need the same book. So some of the books that we're very interested in, Australian-based books, are not necessarily available overseas either. So it is easier if you can do that within your own country.
Yeah, it would be terrific, wouldn't it? Yeah. And I guess it's getting up a whole lot of ideas on how we can use it. And perhaps if children are sharing their learning and seeing that other children are learning the same.
I think that's what makes it more exciting.
Yeah, oh, we're doing narratives. They're doing narratives too.
Yeah, and we're going to talk, well, that's what we were talking about, our stories, and how did you come up with that idea, and what did you use to draw the pictures? So they were talking about the technology as well as the literacy, so it was really quite good.
Yeah. Well, Lois, I think that's about all for today.
I think that's perfect, Jen. Just a nice short one, and we'll get back to our program.
So thanks to everyone for listening today, and we'll see you again next time in episode number 16 of Are You Being Connected? Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye, Jenny. And Jen, there's nothing funny on that I can put on the end. I'll put the banging, the child banging on the wall.
Those kids remodelling the building.
I'll put the remodellers.
I didn't think it was very funny, no.